Welcome. We are broadcasting live from the mothership. You are tuned in and listening to Starseed Energy Radio with your host Jonah Bolt. Starseed Energy Radio, where you can always tune in to hear the colors and see the music. Starseed Energy Radio goes live in 3, 2, 1.
You can always tune in on Friday nights at 11 p.m. Eastern to hear the colors and see the music. I am your host, Jonah Bull. Today is Friday, January 20th, 2012. And that track was Share the Fall off the album Herbal Beats. It is an old, old album of electronic music I've had since probably, I think, 1995 is when it came out. It's a great album. And we're going to be playing some more of those tracks later on the show. And we have an awesome, awesome show lined up for you, really jam-packed. We have four guests coming on. We have a special interview the second half of the show with Patty Greer, crop circle researcher, pattygreer.com. We also are going to have some galactic 5D updates from Michael Eljan, who's with prepareforthelandings.com and also channelforthemasters.com. We're also going to get an Earth Heart update from Lisa Soledad Almaraz. She is live here in Studio B, joining us here in the Studio B in Asheville, North Carolina. And then we're going to get some 3D world news updates from Ryan Dernick, who's a writer and also the founder and author of BellWeatherPost.com. And we'll be getting into some awesome news. Number one linked, fluoride cause of death, put down your smartphones, the NDAA, the SOPA bills, and of course we'll give you an update on Occupy Wall Street. And before we get started, as always, I just want to give a big shout out to all the Star Fam out there, the Galactic Federation of Light, all the Starship Commanders, Palladians, Octurians, Andromedians, and all multiple dimensional beings of light. Big up, shout out to all you guys out there who are behind the scenes making this transition as smooth as possible. And let's jump into some news, some updates of what's going on. We'll start off with one of the biggest things we've been covering, which is Occupy Wall Street, an amazing movement that started on September 17th. It was started by Adbusters and Anonymous. They're having a barbecue on Wall Street. They invited everyone. And here we are Over 4 months later, Occupy has spread to over 80 countries all over the world, over 1,500 different Occupy camps. And it's an amazing movement. I think after the winter, we're going to see a reemergence of this and more people to the streets and taking protest. Occupy Belfast this week seized a bank. A bank was there in Belfast downtown. A bunch of occupiers broke into it and seized it. Not that we support that kind of stuff, but it is what's happening in other countries. It hasn't come here to that degree here yet, but other countries, things are like that are happening. That's in Belfast. On Tuesday here at Occupy in Washington, D.C., the movement went to protest Congress, and this does mark the movement's fourth month, the anniversary that they had this week, as hundreds gathered outside the Capitol where protesters held signs and chanted slogans, and a handful of people were arrested, and the last confirmed number was about six arrested. And the Occupy movement also paid a visit to the White House and the Supreme Court. So big up, good going, guys. Occupy D.C., their slogan, "We are here because they don't represent us." That's what's up. True story. Also, in the Vatican, Occupy the Vatican, the Indignados, they call themselves, and they occupy Vatican at St. Peter's Square. They had a big rally this week. You can check out the video if you go, just go to YouTube. Also, protesters ready to go in Davos, Antarctica. They're building igloos outside the city hall there, and they're getting ready for the winter. They're building igloos, the Occupy people there. And we also have a really cool article called Occupying the Dream, which you could find at desertpeace.wordpress.com. And it's a really cool article. You should check it out. I'll put it up on the site. Occupy San Francisco plans a shutdown of city's financial district. And this is being billed as the largest demonstration in San Francisco in a decade. Occupy San Francisco is preparing to unleash a massive street protest on Friday, which is today, which could shut down the city's financial district. A demonstration weeks in the making will occur Friday today when 55 organizations descend on San Francisco's financial district, calling itself Occupy Wall Street West. And you can find that article and more information on digitaljournal.com. And there's some updates for you in the Occupy movement. If you can support it, do what you can. You could donate water, food, or, you know, whatever you can, time, make some posts, and just spread awareness. It's an amazing movement. You can help out in a lot of different ways. So jump in there, Occupy. That's what's up. You can check out OccupyTheNation.com. Also, you could always follow my Twitter feed during the week. I post all different articles mostly every day. So check out my Twitter feed. Just search Jonah Bolt, and you can check it out. And, of course, my famous quote I love to attach with Occupy is, "In a time of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act." And that's what's up. Some real cool news articles here. This one is titled "Put Down Your Smartphone to Feel Better." A study by the British Psychology Society found a link between stress levels and the number of times a person picks up their smartphone to check messages and mails. In short, the more you do it, the worse you feel. Oddly, the study found that the less stress was induced when checking work email rather than other online interactions. The group conducted a survey of 100 Britons in different lines of work. Check it out. Put down your cell phone. Stop checking your texts and emails. You'll feel a little better. Diet and specific nutrients prevent brain shrinkage and lower Alzheimer's disease. Article found on naturalnews.com. Great site. Check it out. This goes on to say researchers reporting in the prestigious journal, Neurology, have found that proper diet and specific nutrients can lower the risk of brain shrinkage by nearly 40%. Other lifestyle factors, including degree of education and elevated blood pressure, combined with other things in the article, was on to say. Really cool article. And again, this year we're focusing on the solutions of what to do to eat healthier, do things to get the GMOs out of the food, get the fluoride, do things to make your mind, body, and soul better to prepare yourself for the transition that is happening from here, 2012 to 2013 and beyond. So it's time to really take care of yourself, your land, the earth, and start paying attention. So these articles will be up on StarseedEnergyRadio.com. Check it out. This one's a really good article I want to touch on real quick. Fluoride linked to number one cause of death. This is a groundbreaking new research has linked sodium fluoride to cardiovascular disease, which is the leading cause of death worldwide. Researchers found that fluoride consumption directly stimulates the hardening of your arteries, a condition known as arteriosclerosis that is highly correlated with the number one killer. Sodium fluoride is currently added to the water supply of many cities, like here in Nashville and North Carolina, worldwide, despite extreme opposition from the health professionals and previous studies linked to the decreasing IQ and infertility, and it destroys your DNA, linked to fluoride. Not cool. We don't like fluoride. Stop treating the water. Don't buy fluoridated water for your babies. It is not good. This one article is titled "Edible Drug Tracking Microchips to be Unveiled in UK by Year's End." This is just another crazy article of how crazy the dark cabal and the forces that be are trying to control us in another way. This is by making a small enough tracking chip that not only can it can track your biorhythms, but it also transmits a compliance information remotely to authorities. So what they're doing now is implementing these new laws. You have to eat a certain amount of calories. You have to do this stuff. This edible transmitter microchip that you eat will relay that information back to the government to make sure you're eating right. So soon in the UK, by year's end, they're going to be implementing these new chips that you eat. Really cool. No, it's not. And that is why the change is here, because that is just straight up ridiculous. Another article, in intermittent fasting and high intensity fitness boost HGH. The human body was designed very efficiently for times of scarcity and stress. Food scarcity was a common reality, and the body has developed specific pathways to be very efficient in times of fasting. And just a mental note right there, I'm going 20 days this year with the Master Cleanse. I talked about it last year and did it. I'm doing it again. Here's my juice. I'm on day 12. I have 8 more days to go. The Master Cleanse, I'm cleansing out my whole body. I haven't eaten any food in 12 days now. I feel great. Was at the gym. I'm playing racquetball, and I'm rocking it out. So I suggest to cleanse yourself, do a Master Cleanse or any other cleanse, a liver cleanse, but you start feeling better within a couple days. It's amazing. So this article also taps on that. In times of stress for survival purposes, we adapt to fight or flight, and our body knows it. So that's good to know. And with that, we're going to talk to Michael Elgeon. And Michael Elgeon has been on the show before, and he is with prepareforthelandings.com and also Channel for the Masters. He was on the show last time talking about the Galactic Federation, also talking about the different light ships and the Merkaba fields around them. So I've asked Michael to come back in 2012 because we're focused on the solutions and updates and things that are going on. And Michael's an amazing guest. He is very knowledgeable in channels for the Masters and with the Ashtar Command. So I asked him to come back on the show once a month, and we're going to be doing some 5-10-minute Galactic 5D updates with Michael Elgeon once a month. And as soon as the station gets him on the line, we're calling him right now, we'll get him in. One of the things I want to ask Michael is, you know, what is up with the NESERA, the N-E-S-E-R-A, that is going on, and we've been talking about that here in the show. And from what we've been seeing and hearing, that we're getting very close to that. And there is also a very big meeting that Michael is going to talk about when we get him on the line. And it looks like the station's having a little problem getting him on the line, so we'll hold off with that for a second. And I'll talk about another news article really quickly while we're getting him. And this one is called "The MF Global May Not Be Able to Pay Clients Back," the trustee says. And this is something we covered last year, the MF Global, the financial system. We'll get into more of that with Ryan Dernick when he joins us. But that's what's happening. It's a global financial meltdown. And this article basically is saying that the $1.2 billion that was lost for all the people that had money in it, which is like Gerald Celente, people like that, they're now saying that, hey, guess what? We might not be able to give you your money back. And that's what's going on. So, all right. So the station says that they're trying to get Michael on the line. And I'll just talk about one more article really quickly. And while we do that, we can jump into a update with Ryan. So we'll get Ryan on the line and get more of a 3D Earth update of what's going on. And with that, we'll get Ryan on the line. Ryan is a guy who writes for the GCN Network, GCNLive.com, I believe, is the website. That is who hosts Alex Jones. He's a young guy like myself, and he also has his own a published article site, which is bellwetherpost.com, and that's weather, W-E-T-H-E-R. And he's a talented young man. He writes for them, and I've had him on the show numerous times. And also, Ryan is going to be someone who's going to be joining us, giving us a biweekly and monthly update just on what's going on with the global financial stuff and other things that a lot of people in the spiritual community and people, you know, turn a face to because they don't want to hear about it and they don't want to project negative energy. And, hey, I get that. That's good. But if you're not aware of it, then you can't project any energy, which would be light and love. If, you know, you're a true light worker, I think you should be aware of all things and projecting light and love to every situation. So that's why we like to talk about things here. And now joining us on the show is Ryan Dernick. Ryan, how you doing?
Good. How you doing, Jonah?
Doing great, doing great. So let's jump into it. We've had a lot happen since last time we talked, and let's jump into the financial, the MF Global, what's going on with the finances, and with the MF Global scandal. What can you tell us on the update on that?
Basically, with the MF Global, John Corzine, a former chief executive of MF Global, was found under U.S. racketeering law by commodity customers alleging that he and other executives unlawfully took money from their accounts and failed to segregate their money as the law required. And the suit also alleges that hundreds of millions of dollars were transferred from customer accounts to other MF Global units at a time when the company was short of cash and faced calls for collateral as a risky Eurobond and other investments fell in value. And that was over in October when they were starting to say that they may be calling for bankruptcy or Chapter 11. And named in the suit were J.P. Morgan Chase and company. The company's bankers should have noticed the depletion of the customer money and should have investigated it, according to the plaintiff. And the customers are seeking unspecified restitution and damages. The suit was filed in federal court in Manhattan today on behalf of Robert Marson and other MF Global segregated account holders by Grant Eisenhofer. PA of New York is one of the least 10 against Corzine and other MF Global executives. And so the Virginia retirement system had been competing to lead a consolidated lawsuit seeking so-called class action status against them. So basically,
it looks like a probably total loss for other clients there, but hopefully something like that.
Absolute loss.
Will help. And what's up with with these a lot of talk on the NDAA bill, the SOPA, the bills that are trying to be passed through Congress right now. The NDAA was passed, the SOPA bill. What's the update on that?
Well, actually, there's some good news in regards to the SOPA bill, at least. The SOPA bill has been stalwarted right now. It's stalled out. Congress has actually postponed it. Harry Reid has actually said that he doesn't want to go through with it anymore, and he's gonna stall out and not focus on it too much initially. They just want to have a postponement. And if you remember a couple days ago, Wikipedia even went dark for 24 hours in protest.
That's right. 7,000 total websites went black.
Yeah, it went black. And one thing that you're starting to see is company that's actually in question, and they are they're being investigated because of what they're doing. And they're in trouble because what it is is SOPA and PIPA is Internet Privacy Act. And Internet Privacy Act is an extension of the copyright laws. And so it says that I can't remember the name of it right now, but they're in question right now as to whether or not they're having people. So what this law would state is if it was passed, is if anyone was on a site, and they started pirated information that they were transferring and exchanging on the site, then that site would be deemed responsible. So you're not attacking the individual, you're attacking everyone.
Yeah, and that's what's important about people taking action and signing these petitions and stuff like that. I know I did this week. I got some emails from various people. You need to be aware of this stuff because the internet censorship, I mean, right away, shows like mine, and others, many others that I know of are going to be out the window because we put out, the truth and information of what's going on, and you got to pay attention to this stuff.
Oh, yeah, and I apologize. Actually, it was a mega upload site. It's actually been banned. Yeah, huge file against them for the SOPA charges and Piracy Act charges. And then on to other news in regards to global news, geopolitical news. The U.S. Navy has been testing the limits of the Iranian rhetoric and seeing how far things may go over there. What the officials said that they don't foresee the next carrier entry being any different than the regular ones they've been doing for the last 20 years, and that was according to one U.S. defense official. But they have said Iran has said that they will bombard any ships that do enter the Strait of Hormuz with the onslaught of possible torpedoes, and this is exactly the rhetoric that they're trying to test and see if it's just another another day in the shade, or if something escalates from there. And again, the Strait of Hormuz, as we know, has 20 to 40% of transport of oil globally, which is 1/6 of the world's oil. So if that were to be a cause for some kind of conflict, then we would have some disruption of that, and that would overnight increase gas prices to anywhere from $7 to $10 a gallon at the pump. So
and we've been talking about that since last year as a build up there. We had on Dr. Lewis Torrey, one of the world's only astropsychologists, and he as Nostradamus predicted that this year there would be a World War III type, possibly could get nuclear, which is what people predicted. And these are things just to be aware of. You know, it's things to pay attention to, because if things do develop over there, you know, the light workers out there, star seeds, you need to be aware to send light and love in your meditation, to send that energy positively, not ignore it. If you worry about it and stay in fear, then it can manifest that way and be fearful. But these are not things to be fearful of. These are the actual signs that the predictions and all the hopis and all the stuff that we're talking about are actually coming to fruition. And to me, that's good news, because that shows that the after all that, the cleansing that's going to happen, the formation of the planet that's going to happen is going to cleanse all this, you know, crap really out of the way. And real quick, well, let's jump into the GMO foods. I know you had an article you did on salmon this week. GMO foods, they're making milk cloned and this cloned. And what's up with the GMO foods? Update on Monsanto. What's going on with that?
Oh, well, basically, I was covering the mutated salmon that is coming out from Aqua Bounty, and the FDA committee that reviewed Aqua Bounty salmon, they believe its safety and unlikely to damage the environment of raised and land-based tank farms, permitting no contact with wild fish. So they said as long as they gestate and grow the salmon in farms that are well removed inland from the actual populations of indigenous natural salmon, that there will be no problem, which is possibly true. But then they'd have to enforce some kind of a labeling to say that this is GMO salmon, just like they don't have labeling that's saying, oh, this is GMO food and this is organic food. There's no basically distinction between one or the other. And according to Aqua Bounty, they assured the public, oh, this is a safe and stable construct. Of course, because they're doing the PR so that they can make sure that they can get their product out there and make money. And the thing
Absolutely.
About the salmon is it's blended with the pout fish, which is the bottom feeding fish, kind of like a catfish, grows very quick. So what it does when they hybridize this chimera salmon is that it causes a shorter maturation period from youth to adulthood than the regular salmon. And the hybridized salmon, it'll satisfy the ever-growing demand for the salmon globally. Fish is our high in omega-3 essential fatty acids, which are the most used for conditions related to heart and blood system functions. And some people actually use fish to lower blood pressure or triglyceride levels, which are fats related to cholesterol. And so some of that environmental activists have noted the environmental impacts on the naturally occurring ecosystem will be far-reaching, though according to the Food and Drug Administration, they said, oh, they don't worry, that there's nothing wrong. We reviewed it. It'll be fine. And yeah, if the FDA
Sure.
says jump, if the FDA says jump, we should never ask how high. We should just go with it, you know?
Sure. Well, that's what they wanted. It's coming out all over the place that a lot of these chemicals and stuff that they've approved cause cancer and all this stuff. We've been talking about it all last year. You know, they just did a test at Mount Sinai Hospital. They tested 100 newborn babies, and every baby had over 200 different chemicals in their bloodstream the day they were born. The day from that's from, you know, from the baby to the mother directly. And it's crazy. You know, people need to be aware of this stuff. So,
no,
so use organic foods and organic products.
Yeah, there's an increase. Definitely, there's a transference from the mother to the child through the breast milk of heavy metals. And there's been an increase in heavy metals, probably directly correlated to chemtrails, possibly from the aluminum dioxide that comes down as it comes out from the chemtrails as it sprinkles down and goes through all the different levels into the soil.
That's right. That's a big problem we try to expose and put light on too, is the chemtrails and what they're doing and getting people sick. People need to be aware of that stuff. And real quickly, going through some earth changes. I know there's been a lot going on, some volcanic activity and some earthquakes. What's going on with earth changes? You could tell us about.
Well, there's been a couple 5.0s in the southern mid ocean ridge in the Atlantic, and there was actually on the 16th of January. About 4 days ago, there was a 6.6 magnitude earthquake off the Antarctic coast. The strong 6.6 earthquake struck Sunday off the coast of Antarctica, and it prompted a warning initially for the possibility that they thought there would be a tsunami. It hit at about 9:40 a.m. local time on Sunday, and according to the federal agency, they had estimated a depth of 6.2 miles, but there was no tsunami thereafter. And actually, the area historically has had earthquakes before. They had an earthquake of 8.0 in 1988, and so the area has seen its fair share of earthquakes. Other than that, there has been a slight tremor over in Yellowstone National Park, as you know, the home of one of the larger super calderas of the world. But it was only a 2.7 magnitude. There is slight swelling, but magmatically speaking, it is pretty tranquil at this juncture, and so there's nothing really going on there. Weather-wise, there's a big snowstorm affecting the Midwest, and it is affecting flights in and out of Chicago O'Hare and other.
And these things are just gonna just keep increasing as we get closer to 2012 and possibly thereafter. And real quick, Brian, give out your website so the listeners can follow some more of articles and stuff that you post up.
Certainly, my website's bellwetherpost.com. That's bellwetherpost.com. And I cover anything from geopolitics, current affairs, and just politics and national security and any other health news. You just check it out if you'd like.
Awesome. That's what's up. And just before you go, I just want to give a big shout out to End the Fed. End the Fed, as Ron Paul says, not that we get too political in here, but give Ron Paul a big up and shout out, because he's the only member out there right now doing any sort of good, and his track record proves it. So not that I get political, but if you are into that, you know, Ron Paul's a guy, so shout out. And as always, Ryan, we'll have you back with some updates and some stuff soon. So thanks for coming on the show. And
all right. Sounds good.
Absolutely. And with that, we're going to listen to another track from Herbal Beats. We'll come back live in Studio B with Lisa Almarez.
Get busy time.
right, welcome back. That was the song Busy Child off Herbal Beats. And now joining us in Studio B here in Asheville, North Carolina, we have the one, the only Lisa Soledad Almaraz from EarthHeartNetwork.com. Lisa.
Yo.
Welcome to the show. Thanks for coming.
Thank you. You know, you say, I know my name's a little complicated, Soledad Almaraz, and it's hard to say, but ever since I met Jonah, I ended up with a new name. So we'll just go with that one for tonight. What is
there
it?
You
have to say it. You have to say it.
Lisa Soledad
Almaraz. No, my real name that you gave me.
The real name?
Yeah. How did I end up with it?
Lisa Love.
Lisa Love.
Lisa Love. That's right.
That's what Jonah calls me. And, you know, that's what everyone has the most powerful ability to do in every moment is to emanate love. And it's the same frequency range as the Earth's magnetic field. It's when you feel joy, when you have the most wonderful memories of your whole life that you think back on, you generate and emanate that frequency. And guess what? That is peace on earth. That is happiness. That helps. To me, I know we have the ability to dispel all of these disharmonic frequencies, such as, well, mysterious things being emanated into our environment and other sorts of towers, like Jonah was talking about, the cell phone towers. And, you know, if you really get into that fine print on your new smartphone, there is a reason it's being sold with
That's
a
right.
headset, because legally they're already covering themselves to make sure you keep that thing off your head. So definitely don't let kids use them, but remember the power to stay coherent in your heart and to create a global community of people really focused on emanating love. That's what Earth Heart Network is all about.
That's right. And Earth Heart Network, just to tell the listeners out there, check it out, EarthHeartNetwork.com. It's a loving global citizenry of Earth stewards creating and celebrating sustainable culture together with intent. And that's what's up. We're moving into a big shift in 2012. Lisa Love, what do you see coming in 2012 with this transformation? The heart vibration is so powerful, emanating it all the time. What do you see coming in 2012? How can people project more light and love out there?
Well, here's the thing to understand about what is going on and exactly what is actually happening here. And this is the fun part. We are actually coming into alignment with the galactic core. We are coming into alignment with the divine forces that hold the entire series of multiverses together in the omniverse. Okay, we are coming into alignment with that. So basically, we just have this, you know, 25,000 plus year cycle of the Earth's orbit around the galaxy. And when we come back into alignment, it's all the best of everything returning into alignment in us, because we are actually, as James Lovelock reminded us with the Gaia hypothesis so many years ago, we are actually a microcosmic version of this macrocosmic Earth. And that's why I call it Earth Heart, because when you write the word Earth in a circle, it says heart, Earth Heart. And we are intrinsically connected at the deepest levels to the great wisdom in the universe. And so that is the power you hold in your hand, in your heart, every moment. And so that, why do you think that huge organizations all around the world, secretly the richest of people who are unfortunately a bit misguided, are looking to put out so much effort in all of the baloney to distract and lower people's frequency and vibration, just so they keep looking outside of themselves? As long as you're distracted, looking outside of yourself for your happiness, that new car, the new girlfriend, the new computer, the whatever it is, if you're looking outside, you're distracted from that great well of light and wisdom within you. And so that's the challenge. You know, is to not let all of that junk out there, you know, the junk food, the junk media, the junk culture, all of that stuff. We're reweaving a web of true culture connected with the living web of life. And that means things like growing your food, healthy organic food.
That's right.
Really having good water, knowing and being aware of what you're eating. You know, and some people in the process, I usually go around informing people a lot. And they'll be like, well, God, everything's poisoned then. I can't do anything. I can't eat anything. And I'm like, no, it's not that. It's just you need to know what you are eating. I mean, think about it. If you're going to put it in your mouth, shouldn't you know? If you're going to feed it to your child, shouldn't you know what's in it? You know, if you go down to our local grocery store and you want to buy lunch meat, there's one lunch meat option in that whole store that does not have nitrites.
Mm.
Now, I remember them telling us that nitrites cause cancer and stuff more than 25 years ago. Well, why do we keep eating them then? I've gone up to moms shopping in the store and with their kids standing there saying, guess which one isn't going to poison your child? You know, that one. Well, that isn't even organic, but at least it doesn't have the other stuff. So, you know, reading Absolutely. Those labels, being informed, but being inspired and realizing that every day, every intention you're having, every moment for the highest good of you and everyone in the world can manifest. And you have access to miracles.
That's what's
And it's
up.
This unlimited power. People say, oh, I think positive all the time and it doesn't work. Well, guess what? Thinking
it's not
is
just thinking.
Practically meaningless.
Hmm.
It's the emotional frequency.
The intent, the feelings.
Yes.
Absolutely.
It's the emotional frequency that is aligned with thought, that is aligned with your heart and aligned with balanced living. That is 5,000 times. Your heart is 5,000 times more electromagnetically charged than your brain.
Wow.
So just imagine a powerful feeling, a powerful emotion, and a little thought that goes with it. It's now amped, and it actually is amped to the deepest levels of being really pumped up by the whole universe and our alignment with nature. So what's happening in 2012, we're coming in alignment with our core.
Mm.
We are coming into our power as galactic beings. We're going to wake up as our cosmic co-creative selves and realize that when we're thinking, the distance between our feeling and emanating and it manifesting will shorten. Greater synchronicity, greater going for it is encouraged because now's the time to really step through the ultimate door. It's our galactic equinox.
Mm.
And so it's your galactic equinox internally.
That's right. And with that, you know, I always say on the show and to people as well is that with all the chemtrails in Florida and GMOs and all the poisons and toxins and all this stuff, they're still not stopping us. They're still not holding us down because light and love always wins. Always wins.
That's right. Well, here's the thing, too. And who is it good for? You know, what does greed eventually get you? Nowhere.
Hmm.
And, you know, if you're poisoning anyone, you're poisoning yourself. And so to me, ultimately, it just doesn't work. You know, the whole entire, you know, sort of thing going on that isn't about being healthy and honoring all life on this earth right now is really just a very, very short-sighted illusion, you know, that needs to be expanded with a greater respect for all life.
That's right. And with that, you could check out more of Lisa's videos, some of her TV show she did. Check out her radio show. It's EarthHeartNetwork.com, a loving global citizenry of Earth stewards creating and celebrating sustainable culture.
Yeah, doing stuff now, every day. So you be a global citizen. Join us there. And thank you, John. It's awesome.
And that's what's up. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Keep that
as
love
always.
Being strong.
That's it. Beaming love. She's always keeping me up to my love beating out when I talk to Lisa and always a good person having the show. So thanks for stopping in Studio B
awesome.
And joining us live. And with that, we're going to listen to another track. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Patty Greer. Enjoy another track from Herbal Beats. And welcome back to the show. And now joining us live on the air is Patty Greer. She's a crop circle researcher at pattygreer.com. And in 2006, Patty Greer entered her first UK crop circle. And in 2007, she returned for more. And here she is, Patty Greer. Thank you for joining us on the show. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, everybody, tonight?
I'm doing good, and I think everyone else is doing fantastic. And let's just jump right into it. I've talked to you a couple times now, and we have so much stuff to talk about. But let's jump into ethers, Patty. What do you got that's new and exciting and breaking news for us?
Well, I am just about done with a brand new movie, which I'm so excited about. It's like the finishing touches, so I'm in the dessert of the project, and it is the strangest story. I filmed it a year and a half ago in England. I was in the crop circles, and it took me until now to learn how to do my own editing, and I pulled it out like, oh my God, I couldn't believe I sat on it. Four different groups of people during the course of 24 hours, I met them in different areas around southern England, and all of them, including children, told me the same story about seeing orange balls of light over a crop circle on a particular night. And they all told me like amazing separate stories. And by the third one, I was just kicking my partner under the table going, I don't think you're hearing this. And the fourth one was just ridiculous. So it's like the first group of people were French and they were going up the hill. When we do night watch sitting over the hills where we know crop circles happen, people have cameras set up to see these balls of light. And only if you're really lucky are you there on a night where you even get to see them. And for some reason, when people see these balls of light, they're frozen. And when the balls of light finally disappear, they're like, oh my God, I had my camera. And nobody gets it on film, but people are just completely stunned when they see this. And in the course of 24 hours, everywhere I went, I had my movie camera. I kept whispering to my friend, I'm not making a movie. And by the fourth one, I was like, this... You guys are pushing me. I mean, I feel almost like I work for them.
Wow. Amazing. And with that, these balls of light, these energy, I know we talked about like some people say crop circles aren't real and some are. But when you step in these things, when you experience them, your hair raises up, the energy is there. And tell us about the patterns you've seen and how real they are and how man couldn't have done something like that.
Well, you know, men are doing some versions of them, but I've laid in probably 100 crop circles in my 5 or 6 years I've been doing this. Every summer I go back, and you don't want to miss one. And each of them has a different feeling, but even if men, humans, are helping them, they're kind of like me making movies. It's almost like we're in a very strange time of realignment. And I don't go on ships or see the beings. I haven't had any of that. But the first time I laid in a crop circle, something very strange happened to me. And when I opened my eyes back up, I started seeing something I'd never seen before, which is, I think it's some kind of plasma energy in the sky, but I have met other people that can see it. And they move freely and they're everywhere. And it happened to me in the crop circle that I started seeing it, but I think that all of us that are on a path of some kind where we're really taking in this information are getting it very quickly now. And in 2008, I filmed 3 different movies, and I didn't really know what I was doing. I just had a movie camera and 40 rolls of film, and I'm like, heck yeah. And everywhere I went are all the brilliant people in the world. I'm in all the crop circles, and why not? So... It's been very easy to make the movies, and the right people have been put in front of me. And right at the last minute, it happens every movie, somebody shows up with incredible photos of exactly what I need. So these four groups of people that told me stories, and the most amazing story, I'm just going to give it to you on the air. Does this go out to 40 countries, did you tell me?
Oh, we have over 60 countries worldwide that have been logging on to Starseed Energy Radio. I got a website tracker. It's amazing. So we're reaching a lot of people out there.
Well, this is the most amazing story, and this is the first time I've told it live. Jonah, this is yours.
All right. Let's hear it. I'm excited.
These two men from Belgium are on film, and they said, and when I met them, they were stumbling to the Silent Circle Crop Circle Research Center in the morning. I'm outside. I've already been in a few crop circles that arrived overnight. And we're having coffee, and these guys stumble in, staring at the ground, red as face. I thought they were going to fall over, and I said, do you need to sit down? He's like, I cannot believe what I saw last night. And so I sit him down. I buy him coffee and cake, which is what you do in England. And they're staring at the ground, these two guys from Belgium. And Igor says, they were these balls of light, and I saw them grow arms and legs and a head.
Wow.
I'm a rational man. I know what I saw. I saw with my own eyes. I would not have believed this if I had not seen it myself. And he's just like, they're both in shock, and it's been hours.
Amazing.
So I got the interview, and I've gotten like all these little calls a year and a half ago. People knew that I had it on film. I don't have the beings turning into arms, legs, and a head, but I have the guys that saw it. And they said they were awakened to go down the hill by the French people that had seen it. So we're sitting out there. I take them back. I do this great interview with them. I bring them back, and we're having more coffee. And he says, oh, there's the French people. I mean, it's just almost too easy how this happens.
Wow.
So I interviewed the French people, and they didn't see the beings, but they saw the orange balls. And the man is like a yogi with the orange scarf, very debonair, and the woman translates the French. But they said, we saw them. We don't know what they are, but we saw them. And they were all coincidentally over the same crop circle in East Field on July 29th, 2010. So the next day, I'm heading to a friend's wedding in Glastonbury, and I stop at the Roundaway Crop Circle halfway out. It's like an hour away. You don't want to leave the crop circle area and go that far. But that day I was going 2 hours to Glastonbury. So I stopped at this crop circle, climbed the hill. My boyfriend brought the camera. And there was this young family with children laughing in the crop circle. And I thought, wow, that's something I haven't done on film. Let's go interview the kids. So I got the camera going. The mother's translating. They're from Belgium. Three kids. And the little girl, 5 years old, looks into the camera and, hi, she's talking in Dutch. And the mom says, I don't see, but she sees, but she saw the other day orange beings of light in the crop circle in East Field. I'm like, how could this be happening? I'm an hour away. And they were in the same crop circle 2 days before. This young child saw the orange beings, and they told her the crop circle wasn't done yet. It was going to get bigger.
Wow, amazing.
I've got it on film, and then that night I go to the wedding, and at the dinner, I'm at the end of the table with Eddie from Holland. I said, hey, what do you do? And he says, I do automatic writing. And I said, really? He says, yeah, I do it in my book. I close my eyes, and spirit writes through me. I said, have you done anything interesting lately? And swear to God, he goes, yeah, I was in a crop circle the other day in East Field. He opens the book, and he says, and they gave me the word orange, and good, and they told me it wasn't done yet.
Oh, my gosh.
So
wow.
I'm like, I can't even tell them the other three stories, but can I interview you after the dinner party? So I get it all on film, and the very next day, the crop circle got bigger. And 4 days later, the crop circle got bigger again. And I show it all in the movie. It's just the most
amazing.
Yeah, it's really good. So I've got the movie done. And I'm like, God, these people don't have footage. So I go online looking up orange balls of light, orange illuminated beings, and I hook up with a lady in Australia who's been sending me hundreds, ridiculous, hundreds of photos of every kind of light being I've ever seen and more, things I've never seen. So
wow.
She fills the movie with the orange balls of light, and I say in the beginning as I'm narrating, please know that these photos are from Australia, because none of the people I interviewed could lift the camera and take a picture. They were all too stunned, which always happens.
And that's what I've been hearing about more lately, is more contact is being made one by one. And that's how I tell my friends, stars, newly awakened star seeds. That's how we awaken each other one by one, by having these experiences. And you've won several awards for your documentaries, your movies. You were on the cover of UFO Magazine. You've done 2012, We're Already In It. Won 2009, the EBE Awards for Best Feature Film UFO Related. You did Crop Circles 2010 Update, The Wake Up Call. Won 2010 EBE Awards. So your new film that's coming out, I have no doubt, will be amazing. And I can't wait to see it. But let's also jump into the listeners. What do you think is coming up with this transformational phase of the planet? And what do you see coming, this later on this year, 2012?
Are you asking me or the listeners?
No, I'm asking you.
Well, what I'm seeing is so quick now, the quickening of the ascension of consciousness, and I'm realizing how completely out of touch I've become with the outer world. For me, this new movie begins by saying the elders were correct. As the last of the greed and corruption fall away, humanity has realigned with the higher dimensions. In my opinion, I can't even watch the news, and I think that people that are moving into a higher consciousness, it's like clutter in your brain, and all the conspiracy that, true as it may be, what they're dropping on us every day, I think it's so important for us to constantly, in every moment, be present with the higher consciousness, or we're going to really be having a hard time here. And I realized when I showed the movie to my neighbor last night, who's not somebody who knows all this stuff about the balls of light and the spheres and the orbs and all this, he was stunned at the end. His jaw was hanging, but he said, I was lost in the beginning, and I'm forgetting that there's orb virgins. There's people that don't know what's going on already. In my opinion, I think that we are in the real transition now of consciousness, and that each person, like you said, one at a time, has to make a choice now to really step up instead of be living in the clutter of this unfortunate thing that humans are doing right now. I mean, the theft from your neighbor to your family to your friends, it's, you can't really trust people right now because people are just generally misbehaving because too many people have been ripped off. People are getting desperate, and we don't want to be in that energy. So again, one person at a time, we got to let go of what might be going on out there and really raise our consciousness. But the opportunity now is huge because these beings are showing themselves to lots of people. And even with cameras, a lot of people get the orbs and the balls and the, you know, these things are not lens flares, dust, whatever. I'm so, you know, people are going to always want to say that, or that the ship that fell in Roswell was a weather balloon. I mean, okay.
Yeah, and with that, you know, the White House 7 months ago did put out a one-page press release that they did recover three bodies in a ship. So the government has actually admitted that they finally got bodies that came out 7 months ago. So, you know, even stuff like that is coming out, and that's amazing, huge news. So it's exciting times, 2012. And with that, Patty, give out your information for all the listeners out there so they can see your website and any other stuff that you post up.
Yes, I have four completed movies, and they're really very naturally made. It's not like Hollywood at all. These are real movies made in the crop circles in England with the people that go there year after year. They're all on my website, which is pattygreer.com, P-A-T-T-Y-G-R-E-E-R. There's movie trailers and lots of crop circle photos, but the one thing I want to say about the crop circles, my belief is that they really are ET messages that are coming to us, and they're coming to us through sacred geometry. So anybody even looking at the photos on a subconscious level is getting the information. And I really do believe it's the first physical manifestation of ET communications that humans can physically see. All of us can see it. And we really do have a feeling, and everybody sees it differently, but everybody's feeling is exactly what they need. So really, looking at the images of the crop circles, awesome. I think it's a very healing thing.
Absolutely. I've been told that they activate certain things, DNA activations and stuff like that. So check out pattygreer.com. And, Patty, thank you so much for coming on the show. And we'll definitely have you back when your documentary comes out, and you'll be able to give us a crop circle update. And thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you. And the new movie should be done within this month.
Excellent. So check out pattygreer.com for more updates. And with that, we're going to play Caterpillar from Herbal Beats. We'll be right back with the wrap-up.
Cheers.
in. These fluttering winds, oh, it lead me to your garden, 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 garden.
And welcome back. Thank you, Patty, so much for joining us on the show, Starseed Energy Radio. And really quickly, coming up next week, we have Dr. Thea Summer Deer, a medical herbalist and intuitive, theasummerdeer.com. February 3rd, I have David Sarita coming on the show, one of the world's top UFO researchers, filmmaker, davidsarita.blogspot.com. Check him out. Also, February 3rd, we have Chris Hoover, an author and visionary, from imagine-freedom.com. And February 10th, we have Colin Andrews, the world's number one crop circle researcher, colinandrews.net. And also on the 10th, I have Andy Hoffman coming on from Ranting Andy Hoffman. He's an employee of Terry Hills Capital, whose mission is to protect people from the hyperinflation. We're going to get into some more of the global stuff with the financial system. He's an awesome, awesome guest. And on the 17th, we have Michelle Manders from palaceofpeace.com. So we have some amazing guests coming up, as well as Dr. Louis Torrey next week. And also we'll be joined by Simeon at some point, giving some Cosmic Nexus updates and getting the information out there. Again, Star Family, the time is now. Start talking to people. One by one, we'll awaken each other. That's how we got to do it. So follow my Twitter feed, Facebook, show them the website. We got plenty of links and stuff like that. Again, we're all leaders, and we're all waking up. It's time for us to step into our roles. And with that, thanks for tuning in, and I will talk to you all next week. We're going to end with Big Ditch from Herbal Beats. To the beat, to the beat. To the beat, to the beat, to the beat, to the beat, to the come on.